Miriam.
Connie here.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. I'm Samaya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's give it another minute, see if other people have time to come on. Does anybody have any questions while we're waiting?
Today we're going to go over all the things that... If we missed things?
Yes, that's correct.
Maybe we just do that on our own.
No, and as we go through what the ritual is for today, you'll understand it.
Okay.
Nisan, or day 13, is the evening of April 8th and the day of April 9th, which is, of course, today. And this connects to all of the months of the year. The number 13 is the gematria of the word echad. It's also the gematria of the word ahava, which means love, and deaga, which means caring. This is part of God's mercy and why there are 13 principles of mercy. On the 13th day, the Ari teaches that we can make up for any missed days of the ritual during the first 12 days. And this will take a little longer than the normal that we've been doing each day, because we will be doing all 89 verses of that section of the Torah that we've been reading from. And 89 is the numerical value of the word Hanukkah, the holiday of miracles. 89, the name Hanukkah, can actually, on a deeper level, and I don't have it written up this way, but I understand it. It is spelled Hanoch, Hey. And I have explained that the name Hanoch has the following essence. Chen, Kaf, Vav. Chen represents an acronym for Chachma Nestar. Chachma Nestar translates as concealed or hidden wisdom. The next two letters of the name Hanoch, Kaf or Vav Kaf, has the gematria of 26, which is the name of Hashem. So the name Hanoch means to teach, because the Shoresh for Hanoch and also for Hanukkah is Hinuch, meaning education. So the name of Hanoch as the essence to teach the hidden wisdom of Hashem. But what does the hay represent? The hay, as the last letter in a Hebrew word, has two essences which are really the same. One of them is that it is representative of the lower hay of the name Hashem, representing the physical world, representing the manifestation, representing Malchut, which is the Sephirah of manifestation. The other one, or the other meaning of a hay at the end of the word, means going in the direction of. So Hanukkah is going in the direction of teaching the hidden wisdom of Hashem. Or Hanukkah is manifesting the hidden wisdom of Hashem. And we know that Hanukkah is the revelation in the universe of the Organus, the concealed light that was put away on the first day of creation, when Hashem saw there would be sinners, there would be mistakes made, and that he didn't want his light abused by the people who make these mistakes, which is every human being until they are corrected. The idea of the 13th day, and this is true of every Hebrew month, is a manifestation of Hashem's mercy by allowing an energy of unification to permeate that month, and especially on that day. Now, there is a different teaching or practice that comes out of the Hasidic movement, which is that the 13th day is connected to the tribe of Levi and also to the priesthood, to the Kohanims, because they come out of the tribe of Levi. I disagree with that. I have not delved deeply into their justification. But the reason I disagree with it and do not promote the reading of the portion of the lighting of the menorah, although it can be understood to be connected to Hanukkah and to the 89 verses that we will read today. In the Jewish world today, people know that they are Levites, and they know they are Kohanim. How do they know this? Because their families have kept up the genealogy, so to speak. They know they're Shoresh on their father's side, because the tribe follows the father, while the nation connection, being a Jew or not being a Jew, according to the Orthodox, follows the mother's side. And you can see that this duality is a justification for the Reform movement's statement that anyone who practices Jewish tradition, Jewish laws, according to the Reform interpretation, whether the father is Jewish or their mother is Jewish, is considered a Jew in that denomination. That is not accepted in the Orthodox, and we won't go into all of the reasons for that. But the whole idea of the tribe of Levi, they know where their soul comes from. The tribe of Levi, or the Kohanim, the priests, they know their lineage of their father on their father's side. Whereas the 10 lost tribes may have, and according to the Ari's teaching, has incarnated from time to time within the Jewish world. And that is why in the Yehi Ratzon, we follow the idea and we make statements following this idea that we really don't know which is our soul, which tribe is our soul. And so each day we connect to as if we were in that tribe, because it's very possible that we are. I should ask, is are there any questions? Our first step is to connect with the permutations of the name of Hashem, but since the permutations for the 12 tribes is all of the permutations, that is what we will connect to. So please join me in saying them. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, wah, hey, hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo. Hey, wah, yo, hey. Hey, hey, wah, yo. Wah, hey, yo, hey. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Why, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, wah. Hey, yo, wah, hey. Hey, hey, yo, wah. And now for the 12 permutations of the name of Ephie. Ah, hey, yo, hey. Ah, hey, hey, yo. Ah, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, ah. Hey, yo, ah, hey. Hey, hey, yo, ah. Hey, yo, hey, ah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Hey, ah, hey, yo. Hey, ah, yo, hey. Hey, hey, ah, yo. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, wah, hey, hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo. Hey, wah, yo, hey. Hey, hey, wah, yo. Wah, hey, yo, hey. Wah, hey, hey, yo. Wah, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, wah. Hey, yo, wah, hey, 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 yo, wah. Ah, hey, yo, hey. Ah, hey, hey, yo. Ah, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, ah. Hey, yo, ah, hey. Hey, hey, yo, ah. Yo, hey, ah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, ah. Yo, ah, hey, hey. Hey, ah, hey, yo. Hey, ah, yo, hey. Hey, hey, ah, yo. And the central column connection. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, wah, hey, hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo. Hey, why, yo, hey. Hey, hey, why, yo. Why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, hey, yo. Why, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, why. Hey, yo, why, hey. Hey, hey, yo, why. Ah, hey, yo, hey. Ah, hey, hey, yo. Ah, yo, hey, And we will now do the Anabakoach. And I ask you to please join us. We will stop at each verse and connect to the letters connected to the months that are associated with that verse. Anabakoach Kedula Chemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The 2 months connected to the first verse are Tevet and Shvat. The letters of those months are Ayin Bet, the Gematria of 72, and the Tzadi Bet, the Gematria of 92. Both sets of names relate to wisdom and to the unity of the spiritual and the physical, which is the manifestation of wisdom. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufrei Shayin Sentet Nun. The 2 months that connect to this verse, the second verse, are Kislev and Adar. They're both created by the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, through the Gimel. The Samech creates the astrological sign of Keshet, the Sagittarius, and the Kuf creates the astrological sign of Dagim, the fishes, the Pisces. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin. This verse connects to the 2 months Nisan and Cheshvan. The letters of Nisan, He and Dalet, and of Cheshvan, Dalet and Nun. Dalet represents the planet Mars, the planet of war, the planet of conflict, the planet of blood. The He created the constellation Tale, the sign of Aries, and the Nun created the constellation Akrav, the sign of Scorpio. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamlem Betetresh Tzaditav Gimel. There is only 1 month that connects to this verse, and that is the sun, which is the month of Av. And the letters are the Kaf that created the sun and the Tet that created the sign of Leo, the sign of the lion, Aryeh. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin. This fifth verse connects to the signs of ER and the sign of Tishrei. ER and Tishrei are both created from the planet Venus, which was created from the letter Pe. And the Pe has a concealed bet within it, when it is written in the proper manner, which is the way it's written in the Torah. And this is a hint to us that our mouth, which is the name, is the word pay, should be saying words of blessings, words of Torah. The Vav created the constellation Taurus, or Shor, the bull, and the Lamed creates the constellation Moznaim, the Libra, the sign of balance. Yachid Geyeh Lampa Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This verse connects to the two months which is Sivan and Tishrei. Excuse me, not Tishrei. Elul. The Reish created the planet Mercury, which faces one side to the sun and one side away from the sun. And that's the duality associated with Sivan and Elul. The Zion creates the sign of Sivan, the sign of Tumim, the sign of the twins of the Gemini. And the Yud creates the sign of Virgo, Betulah. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tadiyutaf. The Chet and the Taf are the letters of the seventh month, which is the month of Tammuz. Kaf created the planet we call the moon, Levana, and the Chet created the sign of the Akrav, not the Akrav, the crab. But the Chet itself, when written in the Torah, is composed of a Vav and a Zion connected by a small hat, a triangle, or a roof covering. And the Vav and the Zion have gematria of 13, and the two strokes of the roof covering add up to 15. And you see the connection to Hashem, to the upper world. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. But I'm going to say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vo'ed. And this verse essentially takes any excess energy that is too great for our vessel and grounds that energy so it does not become an obstacle to our spiritual growth. Now, our next step in earlier classes was to check with the Sefer Yetzirah for all of the connections for each month. Since we have done that, I recommend that you review each day in this particular section so that you do make those connections for, especially for the month, months or days that you might have missed the connection. And you can find that by doing a local search for the term first days of Nisan and spell the word Nisan, N-I-S-S-A-N. This will give you a link to each of the months and each of the handouts. It will also connect you to links for what will take place tonight, which is the 14th day of Nisan, and tomorrow morning. And these are very important connections that we will discuss as we go on. We're going to now set ourselves up with the computer program to listen to all 89 days and since I've just mentioned it, I will just remind you that 89 is the Gematria of Hanukkah. It takes me a little bit of time to get set up. We say two blessings before we read the Torah. The first blessing is to connect us to the words of Torah that we will be listening to. And the next blessing, the second blessing, is to take those words into our souls and allow those words to motivate us to grow and become a living Torah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. And we should all say Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kirishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok Torah, and we can all say Amen. These first 11 verses are referring to the wagons and other items that were given by all of the tribes.
Yeah.
We're now in the third Vasi from the tribe of Zebulun, Eliab ben Chelon.
Elim Kamisha, Akumim Kamisha. Visha, Eva Vishana, Eva Visha, Eva Vishana, Eva
Vishana, Eva Vishana, Eva from the tribe of God, Uraquas Ben de Uel. The Nasi from the tribe of Benjamin. Abidan ben Idoni.
Abidan ben Idoni. Omanu.
Oh, I remind you that at 10:30 West Coast time this morning, we continue our learning about the Seder, and we will begin our understanding of the seventh day of Pesach, why it is such a unique and special holiday, and also about the ritual that is unique to the teachings of Kabbalah, as far as I know. We will also tonight have a class that will commence at 7 p.m. West Coast time. That is the ritual of the search for Hametz. We will say some words that are important to be said in Hebrew. And the consciousness, we will have a brief discussion of that. It will be a very short class. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock West Coast time, we will commence the burning of the Chametz, the words that we say for that ritual. If you're going to burn your Chametz somewhere, that there's a community, then it would be unnecessary to say it with our community. But if you are not and you need to say it with our community, you will be able to tomorrow at 8 o'clock West Coast time. I bid you a wonderful Pesach, a happy, fulfilling Pesach. Not only fulfilling with the bread of affliction known as matzah, the lechemoni, the bread of poorness, the bread of lack, which is how we can learn to control our egos. But just be joyful. And the most important aspect of the Seder, one that is taught very little, because it's not intellectual, and that's to make sure that the children at the Seder are happy, that they have a good time, that they enjoy the Seder and do not perceive of it as a burden, God forbid. Have a wonderful Pesach, a happy Pesach, a kosher Pesach, which is the way to have a happy Pesach. And I bid you all shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.